Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
The question is, this is what Jen Hobby's out today. She got upset stomach. She thinks she ate something crappy yesterday. So Kelly Cheese is filling in, and this is how she builds confidence in the studio. Right before we're about to go on with this topic, she goes,
stop.
I don't know if I want to post this on social media. It's too mean. Anyways, well, good luck with it.
It's not mean. It's just this topic of conversation. My parents would probably call in and be like, yeah, we definitely thought Kelly was going to not make it past her first semester. But some, you know, I'm afraid some parents might be like, ouch. But yeah.
Our phone number is 404-263-0941. The question is, is anyone sending off their kid to college, and you as the parent know that your kid ain't going to make it? Like, you're spending the money on the tuition, you know, getting them the scholarships where you can, you're taking out the loan, you're putting the mortgage on the house, but you know that it's, you don't have, you know, this is the only year you're going to have to deal with it because he'll be back by Thanksgiving. And this is based on a conversation. I'm not going to tell you who the conversation was with, because we all know the person, but they said, yeah, next year, like, they have a kid who's looking at colleges, right? And they're like, I'm not too worried about it because I don't think they're going to make it.
I mean,
one and done. 404-263-0941. We don't use a voice disguiser here, but you can use a different name if you want. And obviously, don't tell us the name of your kid. But 404-263-0941, if you know that your college freshman kid ain't going
to
cut it.
Yeah, I mean, when I went off to school, my dad intentionally brought me to smaller schools and was very honest with me. He said, with your personality, you're such an extrovert, you're going to want to do all the things. Like, let's take you to some smaller schools, and that way you'll make it. And it was just his nice way of being like, you're not going to make it if you go to UGA, child. You ain't going to make it. And my mom was right there with him, like, don't even bother, girl.
Yeah, I was the same way in Illinois. They're like, we're going to drive you 5 hours south of Chicago in the cornfields of Carbondale, Illinois, and maybe you might be able to get a 3.0. And then I brought home a 2.2 one semester.
Oh, boy.
And my parents looked at me and go, Allens don't get 2.2s, JP. So then you need to up this GPA pronto.
So then they drove you even farther south and even farther south and even farther south.
Until they just threw me in the ocean. Yeah.
So you just ended up in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go to school with the fishes. 404-263-0941. You might be in luck, Kelly. We might not get any phone calls at all on this. And then you can go on with your happy little life. But I'm banking there's at least one parent out there. As a matter of fact, I'm watching Janine type. Janine, is this a parent? Just a thumbs up. We have one. We have a parent who is sending their kid off to school who they are convinced is going to fail.
And now the phone calls will start flooding in with other parents.
One person has started. She's on next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Kelly didn't even want to do this because she thought it was going to be too mean.
Well, I just didn't know parents wanted to say this about their own kids. Like, my parents would. My parents would have a problem with it, but you just never know.
All it takes sometimes is one phone call.
One person.
Laura in Johns Creek. Who are we talking about here? Son, a daughter?
It's my son.
All right. Tell us about your son.
Okay. Well, Monday, we dropped him off at UGA.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, I am positive this kid will be home by Thanksgiving for good.
Oh, I don't want to laugh, Laura, yeah, but that's exactly what my dad told me. I couldn't go to UGA for that reason. I couldn't do it.
All right, here's a little Georgia Bulldogs fight song, because apparently you won't be hearing it for long.
I mean, can you imagine 18 years old going to Athens, Georgia, which is one of the biggest party schools, deemed this year one of the top 10 party schools in the United States. And on top of that, you got UGA football. Not just Athens, not just those crappy little hallway bars.
He's only a freshman, so he's not old enough to party yet, so he'll be fine.
That doesn't matter, and I'm sorry to say that out loud, Laura, while you're still here on the phone with us, but that doesn't matter. He will make his way into those bars.
Laura, tell us why you think he's not going to make it.
Well, he's like the runt of the litter.
Oh.
I know this is going to sound really horrible.
I love you.
But I have three kids, okay? So my older son, he's like ruggedly handsome, athletic. He's very popular. He's very social.
Is he single?
My daughter. my daughter's very beautiful. You know, she's popular, whatever. She's smart. Him, he's kind of the ugly duckling, really, because he doesn't have either.
This is your son.
I know, and it really sounds terrible, but you know what? He knows it, so it's...
How does he know it? Like, do you tell him? Kelly, we should have never done this. It's so sad.
No, but see here, Laura, here. My mom used to call me the ugly duckling in the family, too, but she's told me that I've transformed into her beautiful swan because for so many years, they didn't think I'd make it through college either, but I proved them wrong, and now I got this really cool job on the radio. But it took about 10 years for the convincing to work.
Very good thinking.
And he also got into UGA, so he's got a little brains.
Yeah, how did he get into UGA if he...
No.
He's part of, like, every club.
Yeah.
He's like...
No, his dad did his homework.
All right.
Yeah,
well.
and we paid his cousin to write his college essay.
Well, there's a turn of events.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, there's so many layers to this. So you are aware that your son paid somebody to write his admissions essay?
Yeah, well, I mean, if that didn't happen, he would still be here and not there.
You were trying to get him out of the house. Get this ugly duckling up out of my house.
Whose idea was it to hire somebody to write his college admission essay?
I don't know. I think that might have been his father, actually.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Does he know that you feel this way about his college adventure?
Yeah, I mean, he knows. He knows. Everybody knows it, you know. That's just how it is. I mean, I think he's probably more suited to do some kind of labor work, maybe building or even working in a restaurant or something, because he really can't commit to big things. But, you know, we're going to see what happens. I'm sure he'll be home Thanksgiving.
Is he excited about college, at least?
Well, he seemed like he was excited, except when we dropped him off last weekend, he cried like a little girl.
Cried as in like he was going to miss you guys, or cried like he was a little scared?
I think he was scared. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't understand. He's got friends there. It's only an hour away. Why is he crying? I mean, really, man up. You're 18. Come on.
You're ready for him to get up out the house.
Wow.
Even if it's only for a couple months.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not a good mom. Like, I feel...
No, I really am. You can ask my other two kids. It's just, like, he's, you know, I don't know. I think he's never going to get married. I think he's going to be in our basement until he's, like, 40. And, you know, I figured I might as well try to push him. Maybe something will happen and he'll decide that he wants to stay there, but I don't think so.
Well, of course he's going to be scared. Why are you going to throw your own son under the bus and say he cried like a little girl? When I got dropped off for school, there wasn't a dry eye between my mom, my dad, my two sisters. Everybody was crying. We're going to miss each other.
Yeah, but we already cried when we dropped my son, my older son, off. Like, I don't know.
The other son that you actually care about?
Laura,
wow.
I feel like her third child, the one that going to UGA, was the whoops kid. And
he's not. He's the middle one.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's the middle one.
He has a beautiful, smart younger sister.
Oh, middle child syndrome for real.
All right, hold on. Okay, Laura?
Uh-huh.
Tiffany in Ackworth.
Oh, my God. Can I take her... from her?
You want to
adopt him as my own?
You just want to go to UGA and pick him up and say, I'm your new mom?
Yes. Is she aware of, like, the nurture aspect? Like, if she's pushing all those ideas on him, do you think he's going to succeed?
Right. Like, your outlook is your outcome. If you think that way, that's going to be how it ends.
God, you know,
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, this poor kid is, oh, my God, I want to strangle this woman and take her kids away from her. Leave her with the two godded and goddesses as they are.
We've had a lot of phone calls for Laura, so we'll pick up some more of those. I told you, Kelly, going into this, we should not have done this.
I said always do this to me.
This is just going to be sad, and it's going to be awful. And
you're like the mean older brother who steals all my ideas.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Jen Hobby not feeling too well today, so Kelly Cheese filling in, and Kelly said, let's ask this question.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Is there anyone who is sending their kid off to college who is convinced the kid won't make it?
Mm-hmm.
And no. I was like, Kelly, that's just going to go sideways.
All right. Well, if anybody knows Jeff, you know he's got that backwards. I knew this was going to go sideways. I knew it. I called it.
Laura, can you give us a kind of like a 20 or 30 second recap of what you just told us before the Black Eyed Peas?
Well, my son is going to UGA, and I think he's going to be home by Thanksgiving. He's my middle son, and he's just, I don't think he's going to make it.
You described him a few minutes ago as the runt of your kids. Your older son got rugged good looks and smarts, and your daughter got beauty and brains, and your middle son, you think, is just doesn't have what it. I can't even say mean things about you because I feel bad for him.
Don't get me wrong. I love all my children the same. It's just like, you know, he knows he's not the same as them. You know, he knows it. It's not, you know, and I've nurtured him like that woman was saying, you know, that I'm a bad mom and she wants my son, whatever. I nurtured him and everything, but it's been 18 years.
Della, welcome to the show.
She is a horrible person, I just have to say. My little brother is the same kind of, I mean, if you saw him from the outside, you could describe him like that, the runt of the family. He's not exactly like everyone else, but he's amazing, and he's graduating this year from Old Miss with a degree that's going to make, like, twice what I made coming out of college.
All right.
Heck yeah.
So I have to say it's totally, my mom loved us the same. He's slower than the rest of us, but he gets it done.
Hotty toddy. Liza in Roswell.
Oh, my God. That woman is not a mother. She is not a mother. It is all about appearances for her. It is ridiculous. Every one of us has different abilities and different capabilities. My little brother also is not like me or my older sister or my other brother, but he made it through school. He got his certificate. He is a police officer. He is amazing. That woman is setting that poor kid up for failure.
Peaches in McDonough will be our last call. And she actually agrees with Laura.
Yes, I just feel like, you know, you have to be honest with yourself about your kids. I'm a mother of four. My kids are young, yes. But, I mean, I'm like, you just have to really be honest with yourself about your kids. And, I mean, if that's how she feels, then that's how she feels. Nobody knows what kind of mother she is. And like she said, she nurtured her kids and she loves her kids all the same. So it's just, you just have to be honest with yourself about your kid. And if he knows it too, then, hey, I mean, everybody's saying that she's a bad parent, but you have to be truthful with yourself.
Thanks, Peaches.
Thanks, Peaches.
The calls, we don't have time to take them all, but the calls are starting to turn. Tanya in Douglasville, I totally get that mom.
Mm-hmm.
Reese in Peachtree City, I respect her honesty. So it was definitely shocking to hear, Laura, but I don't know that I agree with you, but some people do. But thank you for that. Thank you for the honesty.
No problem. I mean, he knows it. We know it. He's all right with it.
All right. Well, we're going to continue the conversation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Jeff and Jen Show.
Yep.
I don't know if I would go read those, Laura. That's going to be a punch to the chest. But because people, I don't know, sometimes on the internet get nasty. But if you want to, facebook.com/Jeff and Jen Show.
Jeff and Jen Show.
Okay. Wow. All right. Thanks, Laura.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that did not go in the direction I thought it would, so that was fun.
Yeah.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.